Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Today is Valentine's Day. I hope you have a wonderful day. And today also is the 16th annual Day of Purity. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Holly, 16 years ago, we launched the Day of Purity. Mm-hmm. And the Day of Purity is on or the day before, the work day before Valentine's Day. And today, obviously, is the Day of Purity on Valentine's Day. And this is a day around the world that we're encouraging young people to commit to sexual purity until they enter into marriage. And for those of you who are married, certainly happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there listening. I hope you have a wonderful day. But also, I am excited about this being the 16th annual Day of Purity. And this is a day, literally, to celebrate God's design for each individual and His best plan for each one of us. And that is part of the Day of Purity.
Absolutely. You know, the Hollywood media, all that are pushing young people to engage in sex. That's the thing to do. And it's being pushed at them. But this is an opportunity for students and young people to wear white today on Valentine's Day to say that I am taking a public stand for promoting abstinence and purity and saving sexual intimacy for marriage. Now, if you haven't done that before, it's always time for a new start. You know, Jesus washes us white as clean. You can start today. Wear white and say, I am standing for purity on this day of purity.
Yeah, Matt, your daughter actually spoke to you about buying a purity ring.
Right.
As a commitment.
She did. She came to me. She said, because we had talked about it when my girls were little, and she came to me when she turned 15 and said, Dad, can we go get a purity ring? And I thought, okay, yeah, absolutely. Of course. So we made a day of it. We went out, we shopped, she picked it out. It's a little purity ring that she picked. And I asked her, what does this mean to you? What's the commitment? She said, this is my commitment to God and my future husband to remain pure for marriage. And she said, and it's a reminder of that to me. And she told me about the pressures that young people face in schools, and that even at her age as a freshman, that many of her peers at school and the young people are buying the lie that the left is pushing, that Planned Parenthood and they're literally pushing promiscuity, encouraging kids to experiment in promiscuity, when the results can be disastrous emotionally, certainly physically, with STDs and unplanned pregnancies out of wedlock. It's horrible. And
encouraged. And, you know, Planned Parenthood is putting a lot of this kind of curriculum into the public school. Mm-hmm. So you may go to what you consider a good public school. Maybe your children go to what you consider a good public school. Certainly, I hope none of this happens in Christian schools, and it's definitely not going to happen in homeschools. But even in schools that you're not suspecting, there likely would be a teacher there, and we've seen this across the country, in more rural, even conservative, if you will, areas, where this Planned Parenthood curriculum or video somehow gets introduced, and the students are shown unbelievable propaganda.
Porn and pornographic material.
Yeah. And they're taught how to become sexually active as young as kindergarten. I mean, so it's gotten ridiculous. But it's all, again, behind Planned Parenthood's mission, which the current president now says that our core mission is providing, protecting, and expanding access to abortion and reproductive health care.
Yeah, she goes on to say in a tweet, we will never back down from that fight. It is a fundamental human right, and women's lives are at stake. What about women's lives being at stake when they actually end their pregnancy by killing their child?
Right.
That is something they just simply ignore. And obviously the child, who never has an opportunity for life and doesn't have any opportunity for his or her own choices. Planned Parenthood is marketing to these young people because it's a secular kind of system. they encourage these young people to engage in promiscuous sexuality. And it's unbelievably graphic, unbelievably, shockingly graphic what we have seen being shown to young children in school without the parents' knowledge. And once that information gets shown, it's hard to get those images out of these young people's minds. So when they engage in promiscuous sexual activity and then they get pregnant, well, Planned Parenthood has the other end of the circle, and that is, we'll just kill your unborn child, and you can go back and continue to do it again and again and again. So this is a day of Valentine's Day. It's also a day to celebrate sexual purity. And some people on Valentine's Day that may not have a husband or wife, for example, or maybe a boyfriend or girlfriend, might feel sort of left out. For those all across the board, I would encourage you to use this day as a day of celebration. You know, because God has tremendous plans for you. And He has the designer's manual is in His Word. And He has created you and I, unique human beings, male and female, with a unique relationship, especially the relationship of a husband and wife, in which human sexuality He created and He designed that has a unitive component, the two become one, as the scriptures say, a procreative component, being able to participate in creating another human being in the image of God, and a spiritual component in Ephesians chapter 5. That it teaches us something about the relationship of Christ giving and sacrificing and uniting with His church, with you and I, with the body of Christ. And that's why this human sexuality is so under attack. So when you take what God designed for good and you take it outside of marriage, premarital sex, extramarital sex, same-sex relationship, any relationship outside of that marriage of a husband and wife, it does exactly the opposite. Yeah. I know we were talking before in another program how you would have no sexually transmitted diseases.
Zero.
If you followed God's design and saved yourself for marriage. There's no sexually transmitted diseases when a husband and wife save themselves and commit themselves to no sexual relations outside of that. It's amazing how when you move outside of that design, there's all kinds of statistics, Holly.
We've got 20 million new sexually transmitted diseases a year in the United States. 20 million.
To get the idea of how big that is, that's every man, woman, and child in the state of Florida.
Right.
Yeah. And let alone abortion and people trying to have, you know, birth control.
Absolutely.
And cover the sin of premarital sex and through abortion. The, you know, scripture says the wages of sin is death. And we see Planned Parenthood pushing sin, and we see Planned Parenthood pushing their answer to that sin, which is death, the wages of sin. And we are in a position now with the makeup of the Supreme Court, with Justice Ginsburg expected possibly to retire soon, to have a Supreme Court that could overturn Matt Roe v. Wade, but that's insufficient. The Supreme Court has got to finally acknowledge the preborn person's full Fifth and 14th Amendment equal rights protection and due process protections under the law. And that would strike down laws like in New York, where they just passed infanticide and abortion on demand through the ninth month and cheered and celebrated it. The full Fifth and 14th Amendment personhood protections would prevent that. And I believe it's time for the Supreme Court to do that.
You know, it all boils down to God is the creator of life, and He created each of our lives for a great purpose that He has in store for each of us. And He has the best for each of us in mind as well. So that's when we follow His plan, we will receive the best versus all these other tragic things that will happen.
Well, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, click on lc.org, and you're going to see the icon there about the Day of Purity. Now, today is the Day of Purity, Valentine's Day, and it's a day that we have set aside every year to remind and to encourage those around the country and around the world to commit to purity.
And wear white.
But the Day of Purity is not isolated to Valentine's Day. So you may not have been able to get involved. Maybe your local homeschool, public school, your Christian school, your church. Set another day. Use it, and you can go to the Day of Purity on LCA.org for more information, but set a day to celebrate God's design. LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.